From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, one company rolls out its mobile medical unit right in time for the back-to-school season. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The concept of corporate social responsibility is becoming more prevalent in the business spheres as companies seek to give back to their communities and aid in nation building. The Guardian Group is among companies seeking to improve the lives of Jamaicans through its recently launched Guardian Life Mobile Unit, GLMU. The towering 40-foot clinic on wheels is a trailer retrofitted with examination rooms as well as interview areas for nurse-patient consultations.
So the unit is essentially a mobile medical office and it consists of two examination rooms that are fully functional, an interview area for the doctor and the patient, a bed for examination. They'll be ready for rollout sometime in August of this year, and that's around school time. And then thereafter, the sky is the limit in terms of the use of the unit.
Chief Medical Officer at the Guardian Group, Dr. Lisa Hurlock. The mobile unit is equipped to facilitate blood tests, blood pressure checks, pap smears, urinalyses, eye exams and ECGs, as well as a host of other basic tests such as body mass index, BMI, weight and height checks. President of the Guardian Life Group, Eric Hosin, says the unit will help to improve the overall quality of life for citizens who will gain access to its services.
We plan to participate in health fairs and so on around the island in communities where we can make a difference. We will be providing most of the services for free, and those that are not free will be at a very, very minimal cost.
Mr. Hosin adds that the unit will be ready and available in the event of a national crisis. The Guardian Group will also identify communities, schools, and businesses in which to offer primary health services, enabling the entity to reach persons who may not have transportation or ready access to medical services. It will also encourage regular checkups by providing easy access to health services, thus promoting greater health awareness. Deputy Chief Nursing Officer Shirley Newby Hibbert, who represented the Minister of Health at the recent launch of the mobile unit, says the 326 health centers and the 24 public hospitals that exist island-wide receive more than 800,000 visits yearly, confirming the need for greater assistance in the health sector.
Mobile clinics will provide reach and coverage that the ministry may not necessarily be able to do and help to ease the strain. They have a critical role to play in providing high quality, low cost care to vulnerable populations.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is also commending the Guardian Group for a worthwhile initiative.
More and more companies are beginning to understand that they have to factor in the satisfaction of their customers, but more than that, to try to address broader social problems that have not just direct but indirect impact on their business. $60 million in a mobile medical unit is significant and should be applauded.
The unit is being launched at a time when Guardian Life Limited gears up to celebrate 17 years of doing business in Jamaica. The company also hosts its Keep It Alive 5K runs in Kingston and Montego Bay, the proceeds from which go toward purchasing much-needed equipment for hospitals across the island. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.